Morning and welcome to The Drive. I hope you guys are doing well. It is Tuesday, May 21st, and I'm just driving like normal, doing my routine, and we only have a few more messages left, guys, as we're continuing on through the life of Jesus, looking at the Gospel of Matthew, and let me just read this one short verse and we'll talk about it. It says, and talking about what they did to Jesus, and they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. Now, the reason I point this out is because not only did Jesus face immense and excruciating pain in the courtyard as he was beaten and tortured by the Roman soldiers, not only was he crucified and hung on the cross for hours in agony, they also spit on him and beat him with rods. They humiliated him. It wasn't enough just for the just to inflict, you know, this pain and torture. It wasn't enough. They also humiliated him. And I think about that verse in the Old Testament where it says, God is not mocked. You can try. You can do what you're going to do. But ultimately, he's the judge. At this moment when they were mocking him and ridiculing him and laughing at him and all of those things, Jesus was in control. Now, you look at that and go, yeah, no way. Like, they grabbed him, they beat him, they humiliated him, they mocked him, they crucified him. He had no control. He just was there and trapped, a prisoner. No, this was all part of God's will. You think about in the garden, when he was praying, deeply, intensely praying, if this isn't your will, let it pass from me. If there's some other way, let that happen. But if it is your will, then your will be done. Your plan, may it come to pass. And clearly the answer at that point was, this is the only way to save a sinful humanity and to forgive those who've sinned. This is the only way to eradicate expiation, to eradicate sin. You have to go to the cross. You have to go through this. So Jesus willingly, and he even says in the New Testament, in one of Paul's letters, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Like, he did it for you because he knew the result. So even as they spit upon him and beat him with these reeds, he knew it was for sinful humanity. He knew it was to save souls. He knew it was to bring to, you know, forgiveness to all who trusted in Christ. And so you think about that. You're allowed to personalize it, right? He did it all for you. So you could be saved and set apart. Set upon the rock, the cornerstone who is Jesus, building your life upon truth, building your life upon him. That's pretty amazing. You know, when you look at this, obviously you can have a sense of like, well, this is sad. He had to go through that. But think about, I'm so blessed in our day and age, where we are, like how we're alive right now, how we exist right now in the 21st century, because we have pretty much almost the whole story laid out for us as far as the gospel is concerned. We know how it ends because God has given us his word in order to illustrate and lay out how it ends. He died, rose again, tomb empty, ascended to heaven, right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Like, we know the good news that Jesus is alive. so knowing how it ends is a huge blessing, because when we look at these verses where they mocked him, ridiculed him, you know, took a flagellum and ripped his back apart, where the bones and muscles and sinews and everything were exposed, we look at all that and we go, that's horrible. But you know what that led to? Yeah, that led to his death. But he had to die in order to be resurrected. The perfect lamb had to be slain in order to be brought back to life, proving, validating our faith. And so, even when we share the gospel, which, you know, we know means good news, even when we share the gospel, it has an element of pain, of death, of things that people would consider negative, you know? But that's all part of the gospel, because it doesn't end with pain and death. It ends with resurrection and life, eternal life with the Lord. And I don't know, there's nothing better than that to me. It is amazing. So it was all for a purpose. The pain of Jesus was for a purpose. To save souls, to forgive sinners, so that we'd be able to be with him forevermore. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have a great day. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. Couple more episodes to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow.